The OED or the Oxford English Dictionary is updated 4 times a year. And one of those updates come out in September. And in this year's September update, we added 3 new words that we have found to be characteristic of the way that English is used on the Isle of Man. So what we call Manx English. And those 3 words are Cholag, Taiveg, and Kuish. So the first one, Cholag, refers to a kind of fireplace that you can find, especially in traditional Manx houses, while Taiveg is a toilet, in Manx English, is a toilet or lavatory, especially one which is external to a main building. While the last word, Kuish, just means a chat. So to among Manx people, when they invite you to have a Kuish, it means that they want to have a little chat, a cozy little chat among friends.
Thank you. And for anyone that doesn't know, then what's the difference between the terms Manx Gaelic and Manx English?
All right. So Manx Gaelic is a totally separate language. So it's a Gaelic language that's spoken on the Isle of Man, which is currently undergoing revitalization. So that means that Manx people are increasingly recognizing the importance of keeping maintaining the use of this language on the island. Whereas when we say Manx English, it's just a variety of English that's spoken on the Isle of Man, which has its own characteristics with regard to pronunciation and lexis. So that's why there are words that are specifically that you can only hear being used on the island. So that's the difference between those two. But of course, since they both are used, or they're both present on the Isle of Man, and they're both used by Manx people, so there's a lot of contact between the 2 languages. So it's only natural that there's some exchange of words between the 2 languages. So that means that Manx English borrows words from Manx Gaelic. So that's why and those these three examples, these 3 words that the OED has just added are examples of those borrowings from Manx Gaelic into Manx English.
And when we look back, even just over 50 years, and native Manx speakers on the Isle of Man were dwindling in numbers, were almost extinct. So, why is it important to add these to, a publication like the Oxford English Dictionary? And even if they are just, as we mentioned, borrowed words and loan words, as they're described.
Yeah, I think it's very important because for the OED, I mean, its remit is really to record the history of the English language. So the people of the Isle of Man who are English speakers, so they are part of that story. So the words that they borrowed from the other language that they use, which is Manx Gaelic, that they also use when they speak in English, those are important to record in a dictionary of English as well, especially a historical dictionary like the OED. And also, although these words they tend to be used in very specific circumstances. So, for example, the word Kuish, we Manx people tend to use that only when they're speaking within the context of when they're specifically talking about Manx culture or to gatherings of people of Manx heritage, that sort of thing. And so you can really see there that although these words are less frequently used than other English words, they have some kind of connection to the heritage of the Isle of Man. And that's why people want to keep them, because it's a link to the past, a link to the traditional heritage, to a link to Gaelic culture that people of today still want to maintain. And for a historical dictionary like the OED, that's the sort of thing that we're keen to record in the dictionary.
And Danica, we can hear in that response there that you've obviously had to spend a lot of time researching and learning about the Isle of Man. How has that process been?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I love about my job actually, because I have not actually physically been to the Isle of Man yet, but by just working on these on these three words, you can really have like it's sort of a small window into the culture of the Isle of Man, you know. Because, for example, when I was when you were research working on the entry for Tai Veg, so we were looking at pictures of traditional Manx homes. So what does this or when what did this toilet look like? What did Manx homes look like at in the past, or the Cholac as well? So what did this fireplace look like, and what do they look like within the architect traditional architecture on the Isle of Man? So even just with these three small words, you could already really learn a lot from the culture of a people. So I really enjoyed that part of the research. And also we worked with actually we used to have an editor on the Oxford English Dictionary who was from the Isle of Man, Kelvin Corlett. He has now since gone back to the island, but we still work with him on these Manx updates. So we do, apart from doing research on existing documents, we also consult experts, speakers of Manx English and experts on the variety when working on these Manx words.
And I heard there you said you haven't been to the Isle of Man yet. So I can hear that. Are you planning to come at some point?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would love to be able to go and actually see these words being used in their natural habitat, so to speak. So yeah, I would love to have an opportunity to visit one day and to see some more words that we can add to the dictionary in the future.
So hopefully some more down the line. And is this the first, are these the first set of Manx English words that have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary, or have we had Manx English words added before?
Yes, there have been. I think a few years ago there was an update that included a few more Manx words, but they have been, you know, the OED, apart from having really old words in it, is also in itself a really old dictionary. So it's been around since the 19th century, and throughout that history, there have been several words from Manx English that have been added to the dictionary. But it's but. This batch is the one is the beginning of what we hope to be a more regular series of editions of Manx English to the OED. So we would like to be able to add even more words and more regularly rather than just sporadically. So more updates with more words coming in the future is what we're aiming for.
And can you give us any kind of insight into what words you might be looking at this stage to add down the line?
No, not really. We haven't. We're still. So we're a year away from the next update. So we're still doing research there. But we'll certainly let you know once we've decided on which ones we'll make the cut for next year.
How many times will this be published around the world, and who will be having access to these Manx English words?
So I think that's another answer to your question of why it's important to add these words, because the OED, the Oxford English Dictionary, is known throughout the English-speaking world. So people who know who speak English know about it, and every time we add words to the dictionary, it's covered not just by local news but by news all over the world. So I think adding these words is also a way for us to be able to highlight these words that come from different parts of the world and show them to the rest of the English-speaking world, so that the rest of the UK, the rest of even English speakers in the US or in Australia, in Canada, in Asia, can also learn about the words that being spoken on the Isle of Man. So words that they wouldn't otherwise hear about or know about. So I hope that's something that the OED can do for these smaller varieties of English to give them the attention that these words deserve.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
Nothing more, but just to maybe encourage people, you know, speakers of Manx English, if you go to the website of the OED, OED.com, there's a form there where people can suggest words for OED editors to consider. So if there's some If you're a speaker of Manx English and there's a word that you love, or your favorite word from Manx English that you feel should have a place in the dictionary, then we'd love to hear about it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.